calculus?
No.
Where this meets this?
No.
More is better than less?
No. I say, oh. He says, see, this curves out this way. And I say, I guess I see how this works.
More is better than less.
He says, like an equation.
No algebra, no calculus. When marginal utility X equals declines, the more one consumes.
But you have to think like this.
More is better than less. More is better than less. And the paradox of value is that that which is unnecessary is worth much more.
Like life is idolized.
And life is everywhere.
And life is cheap, right?
Yeah, life is cheap.
Statistics on the production of dead bodies in the United States.
I question why. I send him email and he says he knows. He says he can graph it.
He says the treatment of violence is not yet profitable. You know why?
Incentives.
Incentives. Two things to remember.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand,
and you always substitute away from the more expensive.
Why?
Away from the valuable.
Why?
Elasticity equals,
don't you want a percent change over?
No.
Percent change over?
No.
Percent change over?
No. I him sent email and came this reply. Labor.
Capital.
Labor.
Capital.
Numerator, denominator, num, dominator, sum. Flip this over. Multiply by the square root of
WRCT Pittsburgh.
By a nation in a year. It's a production function. See what I mean?
Demand is otherwise nihil est.
That's Latin.
Inelastic, that is.
Domination.
Advantage.
Absolute. Domination.
Advantage.
Absolute.
When percent change Q.
Don't leave yet. Maybe you'll see it.
When percent change Q.
Don't leave yet. Maybe you'll get it.
When percent change Q is less than
command send one, then demand it does not change. Demand it does not change. Demand it does not change. Because there is no substitute.
Don't
leave me a message there, comma. Leave me a message here. Grasp the optimal demand. Is there really more and more scarcity? Count counterfactuals. What if X never occurred? Expectation will be rational. And people will get around policy. And people will compile statistics. And people will become statistics. See what I mean? As long as the property rights are well defined, it will not become
eventually vertical, right?
Don't leave me a message there, comma. Leave me a message here.
Because I'm not reachable.
I'm not real.
One more question.
See me later.
Where is there a demand curve for this?
It's out there.
Way out there.
Which way does it slope?
It slopes to the left.
It slopes to the right.
It slopes to the horizon more.
Maybe a crescendo of numbered curves in an everlasting calculation is better
spent speeding down the digital highway, looking at the digital stars.
Then less, more vertical. Vertical demand, same at any price,
is better.
When do you work? When do you not work?
Then less, more.
Half the income, more violence,
is better. Change input, change input, change output,
then less,
more.
Difficult than I thought, or maybe it's just that less
is better
than
more. And label the axes, price, quantity,
income, consumption,
death,
violence.
Less is better than more.
Sometimes.
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 Sometimes his email hits me.
Hits me.
Hits me.
Hi, it's me, Emily XYZ. The X stands for X junkie. The Y is for yes, Z equals the unknown.
Child of mine. Well, all you men
them all in a sack and drown them. I've been gone 2 long years and she sent me a letter saying I'm the father.
Sister, remember the time when I had legal potty so bad? And I called you on the phone, and then I peed in the car. That's what it's like right now. And I need to tell you about it. I have to go to the bathroom so bad, and I've been stuck in traffic, not moving at all. Oh my God, my screen! Okay, I just have to tell somebody about it. Okay, call me later. Bye.
This is Mrs. Marguerite Oswald speaking, mother of the accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald. I had no contact with Lee after his so-called defection to Russia for 20 months. Then I had extenuating circumstances that I thought was extenuating, so I made a personal trip to Washington, D.C., which was in January of 1961. I was in conference with 4 state officials, and approximately 4 weeks later, I received the first notification from the State Department of my son being alive and also his address. Imagine, after 20 months, not knowing if my son was alive or dead, to receive this wonderful news. I felt like my trip to Washington had accomplished this, and I was grateful for the State Department in giving me Lee's address. I immediately wrote to Lee, and he answered me. However, I do not at the moment have his very first letter to me. It is either lost or in my safety deposit vault in another city at this particular time. Then I answered his first letter, and now I will begin to read the correspondence between my son and myself. These are his original letters written to his mother from Russia after a 20-month period of not knowing whether he was alive or dead. To me, these letters will show the American public a much better view of the boy who is being exploited throughout our nation. So far, I am very much concerned about the picture that has, up to date, been presented about a human being accused of assassinating a president. I do not say that this boy is a perfect boy. I myself am not perfect. We are all human beings. But I do have evidence, which I am now ready to present through this recording, that we will have a different picture of Lee Harvey Oswald. This is his second letter to me. Dear Mother, received your letter today and was very surprised that you are working on a ranch. Where is Kroll, Texas, anyway? How is it that you decided to go there? I am glad that you think Marina is beautiful, and I shall be good to her. She doesn't have a mother and father. They are dead. But she has a lot of aunts and uncles here in Mink, and also in Leningrad, where she was born. She was living at her aunt's place when I met her. They are real nice people. Her uncle is a major in the Soviet Army. She works as a druggist. She finished the university 2 years ago for that occupation. We are in good health, and I am glad that you are with good people also. Love and kisses, Lee. P.S. Marina sends her love also. Before I continue with Lee's second letter, I am going to say that Lee is a very bad speller, and his English is very, very bad. And by now, he is using phrases that I would say are Russian phrases. You will notice as I continue many of such phrases. Dear Mother, I received your package today. Thanks a lot for all the nice things. You really should not have bothered to send those little things. It's so expensive. I really now only need literature and every now and then some chewing gum like you sent me before. In the future, please only send very light and necessary things. I wrote Robert, and he was surprised that you are working in Crowell, Texas. Don't you ever write at all to each other? We are getting ready to see you all, but it is a long process, especially for Marina. Well, that's about all for now. Love and kisses, Lee. Dear Mother, received your package of books yesterday. Thanks a lot for them. I am very glad to have them. I hope you are feeling well and are enjoying your stay in Vernon. How is the weather in Fort Worth and Vernon now? I suppose it must be still pretty hot there, although here it has already turned quite cold. Do you ever hear much from John? How is he? I am receiving a letter from Robert about once a month now. In the future, if you send me some books, you can send me Time magazine, Not Four Times, and books like Close to the Wind. I don't really want, they are too heavy, and you could have sent me several smaller books instead. But it's not important. You made a very good choice in these books, and I'm grateful. Well, that's about all for now. Marina sends her love, love and kisses, Lee. When I sent the books Four Times and Close to the Wind, they were books that I had in my possession, because up until this time, I myself was working as a practical nurse for $25 a week, a live-in case, 24 hours duty. I had devoted myself to helping humanity. The cause of Lee's defection and not knowing whether he was alive or dead. So actually, I didn't have any reserve money in order to buy postage, which is very expensive to send heavy things to Russia, and also to buy books. But my son didn't like my choice. But I'm going to read this a little part again to show you, even though he didn't like my choice, he says, "It's not important. You made a very good choice, Mother." This is what I'm trying to bring before the public, the difference in the boy now that I am telling about and the difference of what the newspaper accounts have exploited.
What kind of place is this?
Dear Mr. Herbicide, this is for you. We follow
wishes were founded. But here is the twist. Your girlfriend's being courted by a dead communist. Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend.
La, la, la.
This Bolshevik guy, it reddened her face and brought a blush to her breast. This is the way the red note read. Hilda, I love you, and you know I'm not a faker. Hilda, kill your boyfriend and be my troublemaker. Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend. La 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 la. So dear Mr. Herbicide, what shall we do? We've done what you wanted and uncovered the truth. Stated fee, we'll continue surveillance and we'll tell what we see. You see, there's more than what has been revealed. Your photo's been a target in a well hidden field. Mr. Stalin with a rifle and a gleam in his eye mutters Herbidinsky. Soon you must die. Comrade Hilda, she belongs with me. She'll liquidate that jerk, and in her heart she'll see how Mr. Herbidinsky only makes her hesitate when she needs to be shown how to overthrow the state. You see, Mr. Herbicide, you're really in a mess. If your Hilda gets converted, it's not much of a guess that your future is dismal with very maybe with our services you'll get a little rope. Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend.
La, 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 la.
He's back again. Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend.
La la la
la la, la, la. So Mr. Herbicide, you wanna know more, and we'll gladly provide that with a little more dough. I think it's important, so you better not wait, 'cause when we left, she was on her first date. Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend.
La, 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 la.
He's back again. Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend.
La, 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 la.
He's back again. They were billing and cooing at a hideaway place. There was cha-cha music playing. Now suggest that they were cutting the rug. Big Joe Stalin's dancing with your girlfriend. At the Red Bull Inn, Big Joe Stalin's messing with your girlfriend.
La 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 la
la
la la la.
In West Mifflin, please send us more dough, more info to follow. Please send us more dough, more info to follow.
Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? I do. We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT.
15 weeks. They were in a jolly but Christmas, and yes, I'm vomiting blood. Blah, blah, blah. Oh. Hey, I see them in your mouth. I see them in your mouth. Give me back Grandma's teeth before I see her in heaven tonight. Give me back Grandma's teeth before I see her in heaven tonight.
Dr. Anomia.
Oh. Hi, it's Dr. Anomia. And I am talking to you on this installment about the memories of hungering for your perfume-scented email, my love. Yes, the change in means of communication from letters to email to texts. Well, that's been some time in
process. But, those of us who are, as they say, long in the tooth, remember the pleasure of a letter. I want to thank also Muhammad, who stopped in and did a little bit of announcing. And that was kind of an unexpected treat. But thank you, Muhammad, for stopping in. And I want to tell you that I despise emails. I despise texts. Because they're so impersonable, impersonating. I've gotten a lot of emails a lot of texts, more so texts, that say things like, hey, do you want to go out for steak dinner? I don't know who it is. Hey, it's good to meet you. Nice to hear from you. Who are you again? Seriously. Spam, phishing, things like that. I like the ones that say, have I lost my optical lenses in your domicile? You know, and thinking that they're somewhere from New Kensington or something. Yeah, right. So these things are annoyances. And I don't remember getting letters from people I didn't know that were annoying. You know, in addition to being impersonal, they're just also, aggravating, triggering, junk. I mean, electronic, digital junk. And then, you know, the stupid autocorrect. I hate autocorrect. And if I shut it off and I make mistakes, that's as bad, but not as bad as autocorrect, which will grab from the ether, from the digital ether, some stupid phraseology or word I had no intention of inserting instead of the thing that I put in. Yeah, and you don't catch that, and you send that, and it sounds like you are doing some experimental text, like you're William Burroughs or something, you know, making some kind of fractured thing up. So I don't like that, and I don't like the fact that you can't really sense the person. You know, again, with letters, well, again, you know, I'm sounding my age, I know, but, you know, those who missed out on that beauty of letters, you know, you had a sense of that person. I mentioned, you know, you had their genetic evidence, you had possibly the sense of their setting, you had the wonderful identifying scrawl of their handwriting, you know, unique. It was unique. You felt like you were talking to or hearing from a very unique person. My God, a text or email, it's so cold, so clinical, so stupidly formatted, you know, just, oh gosh, it's so terrible. Anyway, we need to get together as human beings, and I think that those folks who write letters can guide the way. You know, they can guide the way, because I think things are just too impersonal now, and, you know, there's, like I mentioned earlier, a functional autism in some of these letters where you can't really tell the emotion. I mean, you think that people are yelling at you or something, or just like making fun of you, and that's not it at all. You know, in letters, somehow there was, again, something sanguine, something warm, familiar, and identifying, and orienting. And I will stop now, because this program continues.
WRCP is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. The concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in your own bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Upper Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website. website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting to WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Blue sky out my window, next door babies cry, unopened mails piled up on the counter. I'm living in Valley High. This building's painted pink stucco with starburst figures on the side. Does anybody really know what goes on inside? Past the screen door that slides, I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think so. Could be wrong, but I don't think so. There's leaves in the pool, 'cause nobody goes. My apartment's built in the 50s. I'm playing a record from the 50s that I bought thrift shop Dollar Charity. All proceeds go to disability. The work, sun is setting, blood red behind palm trees. Hula girl on my counter sways to an imaginary breeze. Na 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 na.
Fall asleep in front of the TV.
The Late Show. Soon followed by the Late Late Show. And even the Late 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 Show.
I need guidance, great one. For the first time in my life, I am not sure.
You sound like a human, not a Roman.
On kaunilla muistuna Karjalamaa, mutta vieläkä soimessa soinnetta. Kun soittoja sormessa kuulossaa Säkkijärven polka. Se polka täs mennettä mielen tuo ja se outoa kaiputa rintalua. Ei soittaja haittaren soiskaa suo Säkkijärven polka. Nuorin ja vanha se tanssii vie, ei siellä polkalla vertailija. Sä tanssana vaikka vierun tie Säkkijärven polka. Siinä on lippunas lainetten, siinä on huojuma onkeien. Karjala soi kaikki tietessään Säkkijärven polka. Tule tule tottu ne kansain tanssaika polkani herkänsä helkättää. Voi hevo sorko ja hammasa purko, ko siilain ihmisi suuri vepää. Tule tule tottu ne kansani tansseni, meillä on reamu ja sovinen saa. Säkkijärve se meiltään pois, mutta jäi toki sentään polka. Kun rakkot rannat jäädettaa, niin vieläsi kulttia loppunsa. Kun kumpana soittaja kaihoissa, Säkkijärven polka. Se polka on vain muuta sellainen, että tielesi johtavi muistojen. Kun sointona Karjala kaahois sen Säkkijärven polka. Nuoren ja vanha se tanssii vie, ei siellä polkalla vertaalia. Se kansalla vaikka vierun tie, Säkkijärven polka. Siinä on lipputas lainetten, siinä on huojona onkeijan. Karjala soi kaikki tietä sen, Säkkijärven polka. Tule, tule, totto, ne kansani tanssaika polkain herkässä helkättää. Voi hevo surko ja hammasa purko, ka siilainen ihmisi suuri vepää. Tule, tule, totto, ne kansani tanssani, meillä on avriaalu ja sovinen saa. Jokijärvi se veltään pois, mutta jäipä kisentään polka. Tuota rakkaat rannat jäänettä, niin vielesi kuppia loppunsa. Kun tuntava soittaja kaihoissa, Säkkijärven polka. Se polka on vaimota sellainen, että vielesi johtoi muistoja. On sentona Karjala kaahoissa, Säkkijärven polka.
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes. Blow my nose. Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes. Make me a snack. Yes.
Give me some.
Yes. Scratch my back. Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes. Give me a drink. Yes.
Give me some.
Yes. It's great to drink. Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes. Give me some.
Yes. And do you know what it is?
It's nonsense.
Yes, yes.
Bark.
Yes.
Bark, bark.
Use cookies.
Yes, yes.
Bark.
Yes.
Bark, bark.
Yes, yes.
Bark.
Yes.
Bark, bark.
Something better than money.
Yes, yes.
Bark.
Yes.
Bark, bark.
Use cookies.
Better than money. Something worth more than money.
Use cookies for money.
Yes.
Millionaires and bums taste about alike to me.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes.
How do you know?
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
Thank you.
The circus is here.
Dancing a jig.
Yes. Yes.
Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Yes. Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Dancing a jig.
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
What?
What's up?
You gotta be kidding.
What?
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes.
You are a dummy.
You underestimate yourself.
Think I had your mouth on. Think I had your mouth on.
What?
What? What? It's great to drink.
Wait a minute. Now let me see.
But you...
Yes.
Give me some.
Yes.
What?
What's up?
You
well,
gotta be kidding.
Well,
yeah.
Tell me something. How do you know?
Now, all together.
It's nonsense.
Mean. Mean.
هجم الواوي عالشجاتك والعنسي أكلت رزقاتك
فتل حمار القلب الضار وعدك عم تاكل بسيطة
سرقوا لك بيتك
بسيطة
هدموا لك حيطك
بسيطة
شو هالقصة يا بتشليطة شو بحكينا لك بسيطة
ارتاحوا
ارتحنا
اسمعوا
اسمعنا
جحي قال هالموال خربة عمر تنزلت طلعت حايدة عن ظهري بسيطة
ديالك شو عبالك ضلك غني أحلالك لا تنسى لا تهتم لا عمرك رح تحمل هم
جحي قال هالموال خربة عمر تنزلت طلعت حايدة عن ظهري بسيطة جحي قال هالموال خربة عمر تنزلت طلعت حايدة عن ظهري
بسيطة
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Oj, ty susi, do moja synka Olena naperla się i do kraju, że ja już bez kosty. No, good luck, susi, do. Daj wam Boże. Спритно сусіду ту гітару заграємо собі.
Не пальці калежуриться.
Ми сусіда пимо тут, бо нам небі не дадуть. Бо нам небі не дадуть. То в небо зайдемо,
то по штири шарнемо,
то по штири шарнемо.
Заграймо си тра-ра-ра, моя жінка вже стара, ти, Оленко, вже стара.
Приспівує стара та й стара. Пам'ятаєш, 2 роки тому, як ти клякав передо мною і руки щелував? Адже би я з тобою утікала до Америки. І я молода, дурна, відріклася родичів, фамілії і рідного краю.
О, у тебе батько хотів за нелюба віддати, от що.
Як ти любить, то купи мені шифкарту. Тато мій вже помер, то нагадай хоч я свою маму забачу.
А, депресія тепер, Оленко. От сідай коло нас, заспівай, що ти будеш, я в краю.
Comme si, comme ça.
Comment ça va?
Tout va bien.
Comment ça va?
Ça va aller.
Comment ça va?
Ervoor.
Comment ça va?
En we moeten erdoor.
Comment ça va?
Tout va bien. Tout va bien. Tout va bien.
Comment ça va?
Ça va aller. Allez, allez.
Comment ça va?
Alles ist gut.
Oh,
well, we've got like maybe 12 or 13 minutes before it's the end of the letter. The end of the letter. It has been sent to you. You've received it. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it has given you some food for thought, connect connective tissue with your fellow human being? Remembrance of things past? I don't know. Anyway, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure with you. I will see you next week at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Have a great week, everybody. Oh, we continue. Thank you.
takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Eighty-eight point three.